Dr. Ranu Jung and the Adaptive Neural Systems Laboratory have been announced as finalists of the 2020 CADE Prize. Jung, who is chair of the Biomedical Engineering Department at FIU, has invented a neural-enabled prosthetic hand that restores touch to people with spinal injuries and amputations. This neural interface is the first of its kind to be implanted in a human being. The prosthetic uses complex neurotechnology that allows its users to experience realistic sensations.
When the person tries to control the prosthesis to pick up something or squeeze a bottle, then the sensors are processed, the information is processed, and we wirelessly communicate it to a neurostimulator that is implanted under the skin. And that neurostimulator has little wires that go inside the nerves, and the nerves are activated, and then it just happens like the normal situation. The nerve gets activated, signal goes back to the brain, and the person perceives as though sensations are coming from this phantom hand, but now that phantom hand is the prosthetic.
This neural interface technology has been a long time in the making. Jung first started developing the prosthetic in 2006 with hopes of finding a candidate in need.
I was invited to a meeting workshop by the DARPA from the Department of Defense. And there they actually said, we would really like to see if there was a way to create these, they were calling it revolutionizing prosthetics, new prosthesis for people who have lost a limb. And so that's how then this came. I said, this makes perfect sense. I've been trying to link things together. And then we started putting this together. And I said, we will focus on trying to restore the sense of touch that is lost. And the commercial hands still don't have sensors to give sensation back that is lost when you lose your hands.
Once the idea was born, it would take years before the neural technology was ready for an in-human trial.
We have to go through approval from the FDA to use it as an investigational device, not to sell it or something, but even to do this research of implanting. So there's a whole set of things you need to do. That's why it took so many years to say that this would be safe enough to be able to implant. And then that's really what you're doing in the study, is to look at the safety and efficacy of this thing.
In 2018, the Adaptive Neural Systems Lab found a candidate for the first in-human trial. Postdoctoral fellow Andres Pena recruited this volunteer after a chance meeting at a prosthetics facility.
One of the graduate students was meeting with the prosthetic facility, the clinical group, and then that's how that came about. The person is amazing because he is the very first, he's the pioneer. And without him, there would be no project.
Jung says the prosthetic has improved the volunteer's quality of life, not only by enabling hand function, but by reducing his mental load.
And what he has told us is, for example, if he's folding laundry, otherwise he would have clamped his hand to tightly hold it because he doesn't know it's heavy or light, you know, especially if it's heavy, you can tell, but light you can't. But now, because he has the touch, he doesn't have to squeeze really hard. So he can just hold and fold it. So, you know, in his words, it has given him a lot of confidence. And he can reach out and hold a bottle of water that otherwise, you know, he has to watch it, right? You have to watch that you don't squeeze it too much, otherwise water would squirt out. So now, because he can feel it, he doesn't have to pay attention all the time. So what we would call cognitive load is less. And he says, I don't have to second guess myself.
After creating the neural-enabled hand, the ANS lab hopes to expand into other prosthetics, including upper limb, lower limb, and bilateral amputation. However, Jung says it will still be a while before this technology becomes widely available.
For more volunteers to participate in the clinical trial, we have to do those clinical trials. The way our system works, they would work in the lab for a few months and then go home. For about 2 years, we would follow them. So while they're still at home. So we need a certain number of people to complete it. So we know from multiple people that the system is safe and efficacious. And then we would go back to the FDA to ask for permission to either do more subjects or to try to move it into the commercial pathway. So it could take 4, 5 or more years to be able to actually do that.
The winner of the Cade Prize will be announced September 30th and comes with a $50,000 award. For Joong, the success of her project is a reward in itself.
I think I'm already a winner. It doesn't matter whether we win that or not. I am a winner because I have a great team to work with.
To read more, make sure to check out the article on panthernow.com. I'm Martina Brady, reporting for Roaring News. Thanks for listening.